Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Folks, and welcome back to the Coronavirus Studios in Quarantine Central. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Welcome. Yeah, I'm just thinking of that video where Bill Gates is like, oh, there'll be another pandemic, I guarantee you 100%. Not like, well, since COVID happened, you know, there's the possibility that we could have another pandemic. I'm not guaranteeing it. He's like, oh, yeah, there's another pandemic coming, I guarantee you. I got the book right here, man. I can tell you what lab it comes from, what it is. We probably already got a vaccine being produced for it that's not going to do anything, but we got to thin the population out. There's too many precious resources on planet Earth, and too many people are wasting them, and we need to correct that. And plus, we know we can't take and have a one world order like the Third Reich, like Hitler tried to do with war, so we're going to try to do it another way, by getting everyone to comply with a virus. That's right, folks. You won't have to worry about what the requirements are in every place you go, because everyone on planet Earth is going to have the same requirements. You're going to have a mask. You're going to have all these. We're going to mandate vaccines. You're going to have to, if you want to live, you're either going to get killed or you're going to get all these shots that we demand that you have to get before you can travel anywhere. It don't matter. You want to leave your house, no matter what latitude and longitude you live on planet Earth, you're going to have all this. You're going to have to comply. Here's a list of stuff you're going to have to comply with to go anywhere. Doesn't matter where you live. Don't think the Constitution is going to save you American. You're not going to have a choice. You're going to do what the World Health Organization says, because if you're not vaccinated, you're going to kill all these other vaccinated people. Basically, what they tried to do with COVID, it's amazing. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. We're fine. The War on Children filmmaker Robbie Starbuck, it paints a hard-to-ignore picture about how evil the war to sexualize our children really is. Well, heck, children are being sex trafficked like crazy, and no one cares. They don't care. No one's doing anything about it. Hey, you got 25 kids in this car. Who's the parent? Are you the parent? Why aren't they having seatbelts? Where's the safety thing? And the kids don't say anything. What the heck? You know? Trump lawyer Alana Haba on the New York ruling. I will respond in appeal, and you can read it and weep. I mean, I don't know. You can hate Trump. You can wish him dead. How can you support a judge that's like, oh, Trump's guilty? We haven't even heard the case yet. The case ain't been heard, but he's guilty, I guarantee you. This whole hearing is about how much I'm going to fine him. He's going to be guilty anyway, so I don't know why Trump has attorneys or anything. He's guilty 100% guaranteed. He's already guilty. He's not guilty until proven. He's guilty. I'm just going to let this thing play out, piss away taxpayer money, and then once I piss it away, then I'm going to fine him trillions about whatever. I don't know. The whole point is to get him out of being able to run for president so that we can have the default Democrat, Nikki Haley, become the GOP candidate. Whoops, did I say that out loud? Streaming data reveals that older shows are more popular. Yeah, people don't want to be in propaganda and indoctrinated. That's why me and my wife don't have cable. That's why I'll watch Adam 12. I'll watch the older shows. We watch, you know, MASH, and I like Chips, and they had Michael Knight on there for a while. You know, I love the old shows. One of my all-time favorites, News Radio. South Carolina poll shows heavy 4 days from 20-point home state humiliation. She don't care. She's just trying to stay in so that when they do whatever they do to get Trump out, like they're going to guarantee, I bet you she's been guaranteed that you stay in this thing because we're going to make sure that Trump can't become the presidential candidate and run for president, and you're going to get the nomination. I guarantee it's what they promised her. Don't forget this, folks.
Hi, my name is Ricky Jackson with Harvest Worship. Our church is so excited about our new song, The King, which ties beautifully with today's verse, Zechariah 14:9. It says, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. On that day, there will be one Lord. His name alone will be worshiped. This verse prophesies about a time when the Lord will return to rule and reign over all the earth, establish his kingdom, which is so exciting because up until this point, we've always been ruled by men and women and kings and queens who are prone to sin, prone to pride. But this king is different because he's perfect. Not only is this king the most powerful on earth, but he's the most powerful in the entire universe. And yet, paradoxically, he's the most humble, displayed in the life of Jesus. He is the holiest and the purest. And yet, he loves us while we're yet sinners. We're talking about God here, so everything under the sun in the universe, he owns. And he's the most giving king of all time. He gave even his own life so that you and I could live with him for eternity face to face. I'm reminded when Jesus teaches us how to pray, and he says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May his kingdom come, may his will be done in your life and mine and on earth. God bless you.
Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. Everyone's like, well, what's going to happen? What's going to happen, Mom? What does Revelation chapter 3 say? I am God. And we serve a God that opens doors and shuts doors. Doesn't say which door. And that's where we're at, folks. I don't know God's plan, but it's going to work. I remember when someone goes, yeah, well, I heard that like Trump's going to get a second. I've heard that Trump's going to get a second term in office, and they're going to assassinate him. And then when Biden, when all that corruption happened and Biden got in, and you said that Trump is going to get a second term, and Trump didn't get a second, I said, he hasn't had a second term yet. I don't wish it on him. But that's where we're at, folks. People put their hope in. Don't worry, folks. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. What do you think? That came so scary on where's my check? Where's my check? I need my stimulus check. Where's my check? I can't work. We got COVID. We got this virus. It's so deadly that you can't tell you have it unless you get tested for it. And yet all these people like testing. DNA collection is what I call it. Trust me, there was a lady that when the COVID pandemic was in full swing, oh, let's do something. Let's take one of those swabs, and instead of putting it in someone's nose, let's sterilely put it in the test container and ship it off to get tested. The only difference is instead of sterilizing up and putting it in someone's nose, we sterilize up and then we put the thing very carefully into the tube like we would and seal it and send it off. The only difference is we didn't stick it up someone's nose. Came back positive, and they didn't have it touch anything. So you wonder how many people got told they were positive for COVID and had nothing. And they didn't feel, I feel fine. Oh, but I got to stay home for 14 days. You wonder. Because I knew people that said they tested positive for COVID, and they were healthy as a horse. They had no symptom at all. My dad had a lady at work in the beginning that every... she literally, her and her husband I think her husband stayed in an RV that they had on the property, and she stayed in the house. He never even came in contact, and she kept testing positive, like every 7 days or she got another test, positive, positive. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. I'm from the government. I'm here to help. Because everyone was screaming, where's my check? Where's my check? Did you get your check? I got my check. I need a check. Why don't you get off your butt and work? Why don't you just... Well, see, it's different now. Because, see, back in the day, they didn't have like we do. I mean, back in the day, if they knew what they knew now, back in the day, they would have quarantined everyone. They would have just kept everyone at home. No. Since the beginning of time, every single pandemic, plague, whatever you want to call it, everyone went on, and the people that got sick stayed home, and they kept going. Well, that's because, you know, now we can't just do like they did, but, you know, okay, let me tell you something. There's this whole movement of, they didn't. Yeah, how can they call it Founders Day when they got here? People are already here. It can't be Founders Day if it was already found. Well, you know, no, people are already living here. You ever heard of the thing where they were afraid to go, some people on the voyage, because they thought the earth was flat? They're afraid they're going to fall off the earth. Remember that? When they thought the earth was flat, and once you got to the edge of the earth, you'd fall off, and how dare you get on that, the water. And that's why a lot of people were afraid to go. I'll go. So you can say that, yay, how could they have founded it when there were people already living here, but then at the same time, a lot of the people were afraid to go on those voyages to come over to try to find the faster route to the Indies to get, the West Indies, to get the black pepper because it was like gold. Because back in the day, if you could cover up the taste of the meat, it was safe to eat. I've had Mexicans, and there's no offense to them, that they would take shrimp, and they would soak it in lemons and water, and rinse it, and rinse it, and rinse it, and if they could get the smell to go away, they would eat it. I'm like, dude, it smells so bad when you touch it. Oh, you just soak it in lemons, and then rinse it off, and keep rinsing it, and as long as if it doesn't smell, we'll eat it. But that was the policy back in the day. If you could get rid of the smell of the meat, it was safe to eat. They didn't know it was rotten and contaminated. But there were people that were afraid to go on that voyage because they might fall off the flat earth. There were people that proved, yeah, I can pretty much prove through science that the earth is not the center of the universe. And they were like excommunicating. It goes against our beliefs, and they were going to be killed. Now science proves God. But it's funny how, like, I don't understand this. If people are already here, how did they discover it? How did they discover it? Well, okay. There's evidence going back in time that the Egyptians had a vast, vast knowledge of our planets and our solar system. And there are drawings that they say that this perfectly maps Sirius A and B to a T, and the planets that go around that. The only way you can see that is through a telescope in space. They had a vast knowledge of our Earth and all kinds of stuff that we know today now to be true. We didn't. Because me and my pastor talk about this all the time, about how, like, you give a kid, like, a rotary phone or give them a Walkman and try to have them put a tape cassette in there. They have no idea. I remember one time they had an old computer. Where's the internet? There was no internet. If you had internet, you would have been very, 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 very wealthy, and you would have had, like, a phone signal, and you would have been just sending, like, minuscule data back and forth. And it would have been, like, computer to computer, and it would have been, like, very... I mean, it would have been more like very high-end tech people in, like, a college or, like, a... And it would have been very, like, data. Only, like no images, just, like, data back and forth, like, messing. It would have been very antiquated. It wouldn't have been nothing like you have now. And that had been very, very, very rare. Well, not now. You know, and these kids like, well, you know, I believe, like my pastor, that there is a lot of technology that we've lost. Like the Baghdad battery, yeah. I believe they had the ability to produce electricity back in the day, and somehow that technology got lost, got destroyed. I mean, what do you think you have kids now that are college age? How many states do we have in America? States? What's the capital of the United States? The United States has a capital? I don't know. How many stars are on the American flag? Stars? I don't know, maybe 200, I don't know. What year was the War of 1812? I don't know. They're dumbing these kids down. So that, guess what? When it comes back to, when they come back to reality, I am the dear leader. I am Shifty Shift. I am the dear leader. I invented the hamburger. I invented this. Yes. The United States as we know it was created by me. I hand carved it. That's right. Texas, the Florida Panhandle. You see the Rocky Mountains? I sculpted those. You're welcome. And the kids won't believe it because they don't know any better. They don't know anything. They don't know what country the Panama Canal is in. They don't know what country the Great Wall of China is in. We always joke about, because we're doing a Bible study book, and no offense to the guy, but the guy that really is Baptist, and a lot of he did the book out of, like when we don't understand something, we have to use the easy to read version because that's where he did the whole thing out of, and some questions are easier, but some of the questions he gives the answer in the question. You know, like the what year was the War of 1812? And you just get frustrated because you sit there like, well, that can't be the answer, 1812. And you just overthink of it. But then when you read let's look what the King James Version says. Let's look at the New Living Translation. Let's look at the easy to read version. Let me get out my Geneva Bible. And yeah, that's the answer in the question. But you don't think it would be that easy. And that's one of the funny things that we have in this world we call life. You know, it's like they're dumbing down people so much, and it gets frustrating when you see, like when you're doing the Bible study, it gets frustrating. Like, wait a minute here. I don't get it. It can't be that easy that the question has the answer in it. No, that can't be the answer because that's in the question. The Great Wall of China can't be in China. That's too simple. That's the answer. In 1776, what year did we gain our independence? In 1776. Kind of like when they did that in Living Color thing. The Mega Memory System. I can pick any number and I can tell you the number after it. 4, 5. Wow, that's the Mega Memory System, folks. I can teach anyone how to do the Mega Memory System, folks. Before, if you gave me a number, I wouldn't be able to tell you the number right after it, but I can now. And it was like, it's something like that, and it was so stupid. It wanted to have a brain bleed, like, oh, my God, you know? But it's like, these kids don't know anything. Who did we fight in the Vietnam War? Who did we fight? It's bad enough that they don't know who we fought to win our independence. China? Yeah, we took on China to win our independence. But that's what they're doing. They're dumbing these kids down so that they don't... It's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. But then you got, like, people that, like... That's why Biden still has an approval rating. I don't know how anyone can support the way this country is. I don't know how anyone can sit there and go to Dollar Tree and realize that. Think about it like this. Going from a dollar to a dollar 25 is 25% inflation. That it may just be a quarter. That's 25% inflation. That's why they have a section of like 3, 4, 5, 6 higher priced items. That's why they have a refrigerator with items that are, that's why they have our, at our Dollar Trees, they have them heavily labeled. Because people try to take something, no, this, I thought everything's $1.25. No, there are certain things that cost more. So I'm like, man, this is awesome. And I was going to get it. It was a $5 item. I'm like, oh, crap, I forgot. They have all these items that, they have items that are more than just the $1.25. I remember something, this is the most precious, one of the most precious things to happen, I mean, of earthly things. They used to have the cobblestone collection, and it's like a little miniature, like, village, and it was all ceramic. And it's incredible. And it was like 2000, I don't know if they did it in 2002, but they did it in 2003 and 2004 and maybe 2005, I'm not sure. Now they have these pieces and they're like it's $1.25 for them. They're made out of plastic. They look like crap. They're not even close. And I've always wanted to go on eBay and see if they have, if I can look up the cobblestone collection and see if they had any other years. And see if there's any that I didn't get, and you know, but I love it. It's cool. And this guy goes, man, these things are. I almost prefer these over because I have like a full size village, and this is awesome. You know, and it's one of those things that it's 25% inflation, dude. When you're paying 89 cents for distilled water, now it's $1.29. That's a lot of money. That's gone up. Everything has gone up. I don't know how anyone can support Biden. And then you got, why is Nikki Haley still in the race? Very simple. They're going to do everything in their freaking power to ensure that Trump cannot run for president so that she becomes the default Democrat in the GOP party. That's the problem. They're trying to get it to where whether the Democrat get, well, I mean, that's been this way since probably Reagan left office. It's been, you have a choice between bad or worse. You got to, Republican, Democrat, or a Democrat, Democrat. Like Glenn Beck always said, you have a 100-meter dash. You got a 20 Republicans running for president and 20 Democrats running for president. And out of those 40 candidates, one Democrat will become the nominee and one Republican will become the nominee. Pick any of the 40 candidates. Who do you think is going to get to the finish line of the 100-meter dash first? Pick one. It doesn't matter. Who cares if you're going in the wrong direction? If they're all going to be going in the opposite direction, it doesn't matter. Who you pick, the Democrat's going to get you to the end place the same as the Republican. He's going to do it way faster, and it's going to be the wrong direction. Well, we need to go this way. East Coast is this way. No, we're going this way. Why are you going west if you want to go to New York? You need to go east. And that's what's happened. That's what's going on in this world. It doesn't matter who you pick. You're getting a Democrat in there. They're going to do the same crap. They're controlled. Hey, BlackRock's giving me $500 million to run this campaign. I owe somebody. Nikki Haley needs to wear an NASCAR jacket. You got a president that's so senile that he can't even stand trial, but he's so senile he can't stand trial, but at the same time, he's sane enough to run the keys. He's okay to run the country. You got boycotts. I mean, you can hate Trump with all, I hope you hate Trump with all your guts if you're listening. And you need to sit there and think, okay, you don't like Trump, that's fine. I get it. Some people don't. But how can you sit there and support a judge that's like, okay, Trump's guilty. I don't care. He's guilty. He's guilty. I don't care. He's guilty. It's not, I mean, if you want to waste money on an attorney and all that stuff, that's just great. You want to bring the bank in? I don't care. I don't care what the bank says. I'm going to fine you hundreds of millions of dollars, no matter what happens. I'm the judge. I don't care. I hate you. I'm going to fine you hundreds of millions of dollars as much as I can. I don't care. I don't care if the bank is I don't care if the bank thinks they ripped Trump off and the deal that they gave him, they took advantage of him. I don't care. I don't care if the bank took advantage. He still made money. I'm gonna sue. I'm the judge. I'm gonna take him for everything he's worth, no matter what. I don't care. He's guilty because I said he is. Not one person's been charged with insurrection, but I'm making sure that he cannot be on the presidential ballot in the state, and you can't write him in because he incited an insurrection, even though no one's been charged with one. He incited one, even though people let him in, even though they were let in, they were walked around, they were escorted, and the videos prove that. I don't care. It's okay. I've said this before in the program many times. You don't. Because I got ridiculed when I said, like, when I posted this thing, like, we're back in the 50s, a one-income household can provide a house, a car, and put two kids through college. Oh, you want to go back to when women didn't work? Who said, well, actually, when women didn't work, they were actually at home, and they were in charge of educating the kids. It wasn't, they weren't indoctrinated by the schools. It was the teacher's job to assist the family, the mom, more than anything, to help educate their kids. The teacher is helping me educate my kids and teach them. I teach them. Now, we got to get the woman in the workforce. We got to have women's pride. Women have to be in the workforce. Back in the 50s, when the women weren't in the workforce, one income could provide for a family of four. I'll be right back, folks. I need to check something. I'm back, folks. Yeah. Cat was getting into the studio, so I had to take care of it. But that's the thing. People don't understand that concept. Back in the 50s, back in the 40s and 50s, my wife just got in the studio. When I got back in the 40s and 50s and 60s, one income could provide for a family of four with a house and a car and put two kids through college. Oh, but we got to get women out of educating the kids. We need to have them indoctrinated. Hello, folks. Welcome to Queer Eye for the Straight Guy Story Time. That's right, folks. I'm a trans hooker, and I'm going to teach your kids. Strap it on, boys, because my kids in kindergarten, oh, well, we're going to show them how to use a condom and everything because we're 2 years old.
Have you seen her Medicare card? It's white and red and blue.
Mm-mm.
You don't have it.
Mm-mm.
Are you sure?
Yeah. But that's the problem. They want to indoctrinate these kids. How dare you? See, this girl is not having issues with her body because she's developing and she's changing. She's having issues because she's not, is she really a girl? I think she's a donkey. Girl, you're a donkey. See, that's why it's normal when you grow up that you start having hair where you never did and you start growing things you never had and you start developing and you get self-conscious. That's normal. That's not you thinking you're a tiger or a giraffe or a chimpanzee or a different gender. I mean, anyone that says there's more than two genders, I want them to show me the evidence where they've dug up someone from like the 1800s and DNA tested him. And now there technically is a third gender with the hermaphrodites that actually where they have, it's someone that has two genitalia, both. And that's very rare. And that's not.
It's not as rare as you think anymore, honestly.
But that's nothing out of their control. It's not like they were born having both parts. It's not like they think that. It's not like they just, okay, well, I think I'm going to be a chimpanzee today. I think I'm just going to be a porch monkey today. Did I say that? We used to make fun of everyone when I grew up. My generation. If you ever see the movie Blazing Saddles, they did a 2024 reissue, and it shows Blazing Saddles, and then it goes right to the end, you know. But it's one of those things. You know, when I think of blackface, you know what comes to my mind when I think of blackface? I think of Pennsylvania coal miners, who when they came out of that mine, all you saw was the black of their eyes. You know, it was the men with a black face from the coal mine, the man that was the farmer, the man that built the buildings that made this country. It was people in suits that have destroyed this. But don't worry, folks. It's okay, folks. I mean, it's just sad that you have, like, it's sad that, like, some of the big news is Nikki Haley. She's still in the race. No, I guarantee you, if you were to get into the back rooms, she's been guaranteed that we're going to make sure Trump can't run for office. That way, you're going to be the default Democrat in the GOP party. And then since we're BlackRock and since we've given you $500 trillion, you're going to owe us and you're going to have to do our bidding for us.
Oh, I got to
see your appointment. That's, you know. Streaming data proves, reveals that older shows are more popular than new ones because people don't want to be indoctrinated. People want to laugh. That's why we have MeTV. We watch the old shows. We have all kinds of stuff. It's what we do. What's sad is when you look at some of these CSI shows now, and like Law and Order and stuff now, and they're based off of real events. And you look at Adam 12, and that was based off of real events. Oh, yeah. Totally different. Yeah, there were no serial killers on Adam 12 because there wasn't that much going on back then. But that's the thing. You got these, you know, people want to laugh. They don't want to sit there and be indoctrinated. They don't want to have LGBT. Q, they don't want to have this, they don't want to, and then a lot of people, like that Gold Rush show, when they've come out and how a lot of these supposed reality shows are so scripted, people are done with that crap. People don't want to watch that stuff. There's a storyline. I mean, it's like when I saw that Frontier House that they did on PBS, I'm like, this is going to be cool. Frontier House, they're going to get people to live like they did in the 1800s. One episode, and, well, I can't go without wearing makeup. I can't do this. And the one lady was getting married, and she goes, I got to have a white dress. You can't get married with it. I'm like, scripted. They spent millions of dollars. I guarantee you get. And then people, I would love to see a show like that with history buffs, people that want to live like they did back in the day and, you know, that know how they did stuff, not this crap they have. Like, because back in the day, when you got married, you'd have wore your Sunday best. You would have had one cast iron skillet if you had money, and you would have probably baked your biscuit in there and baked it pretty hard and dry. That way, there's not much moisture in it, so it would last longer because there's no refrigeration. You would take your salt beef or salt pork or whatever your meat was, and you would salt preserve it because you had no refrigeration, and it used to be tougher than a pelican, harder than a rock, so you would soak it in water to get some of the salt off of it, and then you would cook it forever with some veggies and some seasonings that you would get to flavor it and cook it for a very long time to soften the meat back up. Especially the jerky. Jerky would be usually cooked and dried out because the drier it was and the harder it was, the longer it would stay preserved because there was no refrigeration back in the day. And then you would cook it in water, and then the biscuits, like ship biscuits, would be so hard, but you would dip it into the flavored liquid with the meat, and it would soften it up, and you could have that with meat, and that'd be a ration for a day. But I was hoping that they would have people that knew what they were doing, that wanted to do this stuff. No. They had people that, I can't go without makeup. I can't do this. You know, shipping in contraband stuff. I'm like, man, this is, after one episode, I'm like, dude, this isn't even, they don't want to do this. It's all about ratings. It's about getting people that don't, I thought it was going to be people that really wanted to do this. Nope. And that's, you know, and when you find out after a while that, oh, yeah, they planted stuff on the show. They did this. They did that. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. I don't watch that crap. That's why I like the old. I remember one of the TV shows where it was like a game show and they gave the contestant the answer. And there was all kinds of issues. I mean, I'm sure part of it's to go back to the nostalgia of like, remember, where was I when this episode of Friends came on? Where was I when this, you know, when you'd come home and you'd turn on the telly and you'd be like, welcome back to where the dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back. Mr. Carter, Mr. Carter. You know, and you, I guess you want to relive the glory days, and it's something that you love, that you laughed at, and it wasn't indoctrinating you. But it's just this world we live in, folks. We, you know, everyone just wants to give it to the government, you know, instead of put God first and watch him work. It's like, it's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help, and I am, I swear. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. It's okay. Don't worry, folks. You just keep working your 16 jobs and being in debt and bankrupt. Just get another credit card. Don't worry. We'll give you credit. Don't worry. It's okay, folks. Just leave the educating up to us. Don't worry, folks. Oh, kids getting shots and stuff against their will. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what we do. Just don't worry, folks. It's okay. You can do what? Oh, yeah, we're just going to do whatever because it's okay. It's okay. It's okay, folks. We know what's best for your kids. Just sign them over to us, and we will inject them with whatever we want to. We'll teach them whatever. We'll teach your six-year-old kid about. We'll get Larry Flint in there, and we'll educate your kids. I remember you used to have a permission slip before you can, yeah, if you don't have this signed, you can't watch this. Now they have you, now they don't tell your parents and they have you do all kinds of stuff against your will and, no. In my day, you had to get permission before you could do all this stuff. Not now. Now they just do it behind the parents' backs. Well, it's like that one family in southern Indiana that went to get flu shots and they got, like, vaccines for COVID. And they were never going to get it. And then the kids got, like an adult dose that was very super strong. And they have all kinds of problems. It's okay, folks. It's really okay. Don't worry, folks. I'm Larry Flint, and I'm here to educate your kids. I am, folks. You don't want to have a cashier. Go to a automated machine. Hello. Welcome, valued customer. Please scan your first item now. Yeah, I went to Walmart one time. I used a self-checkout, and then I went to the break room. Excuse me? Do you work here? Yes, sir. I just checked myself out. I'm taking a break. I just want to know. I just keep missing that self-checkout employee party for Walmart. Don't worry, folks. It's okay, folks. It's fine. It's fine, folks. I'm, you know, it's ridiculous. You go to these fast food places now. Hello, I will be happy to take your order. And when those automated things come up, I try to say something that it can't understand, so it screws up.
Because that only makes you more frustrated and takes longer for you.
No, because then hopefully I'll get an actual person. Then I can go to the window and say, oh, can you take my order? I mean, people got to stand up instead of sitting there and, you know, if you don't want to use self-checkout, go to the register. Have someone, no, I don't care. I will, you know, people just don't want to, well, I'm just going to go with the flow, like the TV show. You know, it's nice to see truckers saying and companies saying, okay.
Put this on the door and the mouth.
If you're guilty, before you're proven guilty, not innocent until proven guilty, okay, we're not going to deliver there. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that.
Yeah, they're not going to New York.
And the more you, I mean, that's the thing. I've kind of believed it for probably like 6 years or so, but Fox News is starting to really show their hand that they're the illusion of change. Well, you got a choice. You got a choice between this network or that network. Well, it's basically the same thing. It's sort of like, well, that's what they've done. I mean, since Reagan left office, you've had a choice between this Democrat or that Democrat. One's in the Republican Party, one's in the Democratic Party. They're both going to take you to the same place. It's not a place you want to go. You're going in the wrong direction. Like I've said on my program many times, you have a sinking boat. You got 100 gallons of water coming in the boat every day. Democrats want to take out 5 gallons of water. Republicans want to take out 10 gallons of water, so they compromise at 7 gallons. Well, that would leave 93 gallons of water coming in every minute. The boat's still going to sink. Even if you took and went 10 gallons, you're still having 90 gallons of water come in for every 10 you take out. You're going to sink the boat. And you're going to have people piss them on and go back and forth about the 7 gallons or 5 gallons, 7 gallons or 10 gallons or 5 gallons or this or that or whatever. And they're going to argue when in the end, the boat's going to sink. Whether you pick the Democrat or Republican, it's going to sink. And finally, we got someone that has done more in 4 years than many politicians that have been in there since the 70s. But whatever, you know, don't worry. Trump defrauded New York, man. He's getting what he deserves. Okay, then who did he defraud? Because the bank was happy. You could have given Trump $1 billion more in his net worth or $1 billion less and wouldn't have changed anything about the bank loan and what they gave him. The bank's not going after him. The bank's not saying, oh. So, and I was watching this guy. He goes around and he's like, okay, you support what? You don't like Trump? One thing he's done bad. Well, there's too many things to name. Well, just name one of them. Oh, there's just way too many. I just can't name one. Name one. Why can't you name? Because they don't know anything. They're just like, they're just indoctrinated. I hate Trump. Why? I don't know. I just hate Trump. It's like those kids when they, oh, yeah, I can't believe it. Trump's going to ban people from coming into this country. How dare he ban people? The travel ban, how dare he? Well, okay. I've got $50 million net worth. I want to throw a party at your house. Can we do that? I'll pay for everything. We'll have a bunch of people. I'll get to DJ everything. Well, yeah, well, before you come over, man, I just want to make sure you're safe, man. Can I get your name, credentials? Can I vet you, make sure you're... Oh, you want to vet me? Oh, well, that's what Trump's wanting to do. These are highly volatile terrorist areas. He's just wanting to make sure that people coming to this country are coming in legally and coming in safe so we don't have people coming in to try to do a 9/11 on us again. Oh, I support that. Well, then what are you doing marching against this? And when they realize that they actually stand against what they're protesting these travel bans when they're actually in support of them. because they don't know anything. They're just being indoctrinated. They don't know. They just, I hate this. I hate that. I hate Trump. I hate, and they can't tell you why they hate Trump. They just hate Trump. And that's what's wrong with this nation. Because when you looked at COVID, everyone's like, well, where's my, did you get, listen, did we get our check? We need our check. Where's the government's check? We need our check. Me and my wife went to church every Sunday, did the church Facebook Live. We did work every day. She had home care. She had to be there. I work at a pharmaceutical factory. We had to work every day. We had to keep medicines flowing. We didn't stop. But then we put our hope and faith and trust in God. We didn't sit there and, like, rely on the government. And it's okay. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's sad how easily manipulated COVID showed us people are. And how easily people just, okay, well, let's stay home and let's remember Pavlov's dog? Ding, ding. Food. Chink. Ding, ding. Food. Chink. And they got the dogs to, every time they heard that ding, ding, the bell, there's going to be food. Yeah, I can ding that bell and there's going to be food there. Guess what happens when they start dinging the bell and there's no food? Wait a minute, where's the food? Bull crap. Quit ringing that dang bell. There's nothing there. That's what's going to happen. They're going to get people, oh, I'm getting another stimulus check. Yeah, I'm making more money not working than I am working. Yeah, I love it. I'm making more money unemployed than employed. Well, guess what? Guess what? Where's my check? I'm not working. Where's my check? I need my check. I'm not working. I can't pay my bills. Where's the check? And the bell's dinging, but there's no check there. There's no check. Well, wait a minute. I need a check. Well, no. I wanted to stay home. It's not safe. I was making more money unemployed staying at home. Well, eventually you have to get back to work, buddy. Eventually you have to get back to work. It was an episode of Pawn Stars where this guy had this flight suit. Man, these things go for like $20,000. Well, they used to. What? What do you mean used to? Well, they just found a whole batch of these, like 1,000 of them. Since a bunch of these got found recently, they've gone down in value dramatically because, you know, it's like, look at the value of a 59 Gibson Les Paul. Imagine if, like, all of a sudden they found, like, 70, well, like 700 of them. Yeah, you'd be able to get one for a pretty decent price because when a crap of them would come onto the market, they'd be worth less. It's like these, I'm a coin nut, and they have all these coins and stuff, and I always look in my chains for stuff, and they're like, you know, it's a 1990 penny. It's a no mint mark San Francisco. Everyone thinks they have one. Well, folks, Philadelphia didn't have a mint mark on their pennies. They don't have them. Philadelphia's new mint mark, a lot of them, and a lot of coins. So if you have a penny with no mint mark, the only way you can know you have a no mint mark San Francisco is if you get a no mint mark penny in a San Francisco mint proof set. Because you could get a proof penny from Philadelphia with no mint mark. Yeah. And you'd want to leave it in the proof set to prove that it was a San Francisco no mint mark penny. There's very, very, very few of them there. I hate when these coins, well, wow, look, you might have tons of dollars. Yeah, it's very, you're more likely to get struck by lightning twice than find some of these oddities and rarities in these coins. But people, you know, keep, I'm going to find this. I'm going to do this. And that's how sad this world is. You know, people rely on, don't worry, folks, I don't have money. Ooh.
Can't move.
And that's, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in this world. You know, what, I mean, like, I pray a lot on this. You know, put down the guns, fight with the prayer, fight with the Bible. You know, I mean, and I love it because I'm on the Caleb Facebook page once in a while. I'm on their app. And when you see how much Caleb is around, how many millions of people Caleb listens to around the world, and when you put prayer requests on the Caleb Facebook, the Caleb app, and you get like two or three or four people praying. I'm not dissing the people that pray. Trust me, I get on there and I pray. I don't care if I'm the only person that prays for that request. You know, I'll spend 10 minutes some days and I'll just pray like 30 seconds to a minute for each request. And I'll go through 16, 17 prayer requests. But when you have millions of people and you get two or three or four people pray or one person pray, you know, you would think a lot more people would be praying. And there's times where I'm at work and I'm just like, they think I'm out staring in space. I'm like, no, I'm praying right now. I'm giving it to God. You know, when I'm over to work, I'm praying, you know. We're trying to get 24 new people for 2024. And that's, well, you know, and that's for the church. You know, we need a church sign. And, you know, I'm praying about it. And God moves. You know, we need to trust in Him in this nation again. You know, we were one nation under God, and now we're one nation gone under because, you know, you wonder why there's school shootings. You wonder why there's shootings everywhere. Why? Because they've taken God out of everything. You wonder why when you go to California, well, you can steal up to $1,000 and they can't do anything to you. Me and Melissa could go out to California and you can steal up to $1,000 and they do nothing to you. Are me and Melissa going to steal anything? No. If you and I went to California, you can steal up to $1,000 and not be penalized. We're not going to take anything. We're not going to steal just because it's legal doesn't make it right. When I went out for my birthday, I tipped an extra. My dad didn't understand. I'm like, I work in the restaurant business. I know how hard it is and what little you make. I gave
your whole family didn't understand.
Yeah, they don't. And I'm like, I'm tipping. We're already tipping. Well, then you don't. Then you shouldn't go out. And that's where we're at, folks. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I've been just going at the hip because if you don't remember, Monday I didn't do a show because the site was down and everything. So I'm like, okay, what do I do? What do I do? And so I'm just kind of like, okay, this is where we're at. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to set something up and we'll see what happens, you know. And a good friend of mine that I worked with for several years, she had her mom pass away and funeral Sunday. So I'm keeping Natasha Riley in my prayers because I couldn't imagine losing my mom or dad. And one of my good, another girl I went to school with, her son, since 4 years old, he was diagnosed with, like, kind of had glaucoma, but he's been diagnosed fully with it. And so I've been sharing the Florida news report and stuff like that about Irvin Rosenfeld and Robert Randall and Elby Mashika. You know, because like not many people realize that in 1978, a guy by the name of Robert Randall sued the federal government and won his right to use medical cannabis for his glaucoma back in 78 because he could prove that, yes, it was the only thing that was helping him. It's not a cure. It just stops the blood vessels, you know, and the pressure in the eyes and stuff. And Elby Mashika has been using it forever. And most people don't know that. And it's like, you know, when you can help someone and educate someone and give them an option, it's one of those things that, you know, we need to be there for people. And you know, that's this generation that I grew up in this nation that we need to get back to, helping our fellow man, helping our fellow neighbor, being there for people and standing up. If you, you know, we need to We need to be there for each other more now than ever. We need to pray for each other. We need to be there. And that's just, and we need to put God first in this world. Got about 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in the program, folks, but we need to, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through me. No one. No one. That COVID showed how many people put their hope and faith and trust in a paycheck from the government. Oh, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. Dang right. Yes, they are. Hook it up, man. Where's my check? Yeah, I need my, I'm just waiting for a video to come out. You may not know this, but over the night, last night, the government passed a $25,000 inflation relief check for every American that you're entitled to get. Because I joked one time, I said, when do we get the inflation relief checks? And my buddy goes, that's why we're in this mess in the first place. I'm like, yep, everyone wanted their free money from the government. They didn't care what it came from. They didn't care what would happen. Oh, it's okay. Don't worry, folks. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help, and I'm here to get you a check. I'm here to ring the bell and give you food, and ring the bell and give you food. And after a while, and you associate the bell with the food, then I'm going to magically take away the food, and when I ring the bell, there's no food. And then I'm going to ring the bell again, there's no food, and I'm going to ring the bell. The only difference is, instead of it being food, it's your check. Well, wait a minute here. I need to stay home. It's not safe. Where's my check? No, we're not doing that anymore. Yep. Sorry, folks. Well, I'm going to lose my house. Oh, darn. Now you're going to have to go on government assistance. That's going to be a scam because it's going to keep you hooked on a system. That's the whole point of these government systems, is to get people hooked to where they're dependent on the government, not the other way around. Don't worry, folks. We got this government program that's going to help you. I'm from the government, and I'm here with a program to help you. Why don't you sit there and put your hope and faith and trust in Jesus Christ? What a concept. Our forefathers didn't have a government, okay? Folks, welcome to the West Indies. I think that's where we're at. Guess what? Oh, yeah. We got to have a shelter. Well, I guess we're going to build a house. And in the process of building a house, we're going to live on the boat until the houses are built. Yeah. That's right. Got 60 seconds left, folks. When they got here, they had to build. If they wanted a place to live, they had to build it. You want a toilet, you have to dig a hole. That's right. Then you pour dirt over it and flush. Pour dirt over it and flush. Not today. Hey, you mean to tell me I have to, yeah, if you buy a house, you may have to do some maintenance and fix it up and paint and do this stuff. You know, no one wants to do anything. No one wants to, they just want it handed to them instead of earning it. Just put God first and watch him work, folks. And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Monday, good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.